Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, you have Kathy Holloway Hill, and Mr. Tony Lamont is on the air with us.
Yes, I am.
Okay, so our lines are already blowing up. Our lines are going to blow up this evening because we have a magnificent daytime star. Actually, he's an actor and a star in many aspects of the word. So we are so excited to have Mr. Don Diamant with us this evening. Don is joining us all the way from sunny California, and I am so, so excited. I have received so many email notes that I think my email box just blew up. But we are going to move right along, waiting to speak to Don. So I just want to say a few things about how we're going to have the show run this evening. The lines are already filling up. If you want to speak and make a comment to Don, please press your 1 key. If you press your 1 key, that gives me the indicator that you would like to say something. We also want to ask that you please respect the show and our guests and do not make any inappropriate comments or questions. If you make an inappropriate comment or question, your line will be disconnected. And you know, we need to protect our show and our guests. If you dial in from Skype or a blocked number, we won't be able to take your call. So you must unblock your number so that we can take your call. We must be able to see your phone number. And also, please try to keep your comments and questions brief so that way we can get as many people on the line as possible. Now, I am going to go ahead and bring my guest on the line. I am going to unmute your line, Don, because it's Don Diamant.
Now, listen, am I allowed to make any inappropriate comments? I know the callers can't, but can I?
You can make whatever comments.
Okay,
you want
good. Me. All right.
Yes. Okay. This is your time, and okay.
Do you mean one of my three fans is trying to get through? Or all three are trying to get through at the same time?
Yeah, all three.
All three fans?
Billion,
good.
All 300 billion of your fans are trying to get in here at the same time, and it's just, oh, my goodness. Well, okay. We'll eventually get him on here.
Okay, well, I know two of those are the publicists for B&B, Eva and Jen, so that only leaves one more. Who could it be?
You are so funny. Well, speaking of those two, they are fabulous.
Aren't they the best? They're
yes,
the best.
They are.
I love them. I love them.
You are very, very fortunate. You're also very fortunate to have so much talent.
I haven't even paid you yet, and you're saying that. That's
oh,
right.
You don't have good. To pay me. I'm so sorry for that. I know. But anyway, I was just kind of, you know, starting in a little bit with Don because I have quite a few things I want to say to Don. I know there's a lot of other people who want to say some things to Don for, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, want to call in. So we cannot take block numbers, and I see there are quite a few block numbers on hold, and I'm sorry.
Well, those clearly are going to be the fun ones, but we can't hear them.
No. We're not doing that tonight, Don. And but you know, Don, because I'm going to tell you, I'm seriously, my email box is broken. It blew up. It blew up. I mean, people were sending me email notes asking me about Bill Spencer and Brad Carlton, and I'm like, okay, this is Don Diamant. He's playing a character. He is a character. I don't know about those folks. Those are writers, imaginative characters. He can't speak to that, but we can speak to the show in general. So, but anyway, before we get to the show, I want to talk a little bit about you. I want to know more about you. Now, you were born. Why did you change your name? I want to know why did you change Feinberg?
Wow, you're going back. How many years? I was 19. You know, I started.
Don't tell your age.
I said, well, it doesn't matter. You can't listen. You can't hide anything anymore, right? I mean, everybody has access to everything about you.
You're one of those Sean Connery kind of people. You're never going to age. You're going to be beautiful when you're 90 years old.
So. Well, that's very flattering. Thank you. I appreciate that. anyway, that goes back to when I started modeling, 100 years ago. And my agent at the time, Tom Hahn, in fact, that's his name. And he said, Don Feinberg, either is too Jewish sounding, too ethnic sounding, whatever. He said, do you have a name that that we could use that just is more rhythmical? And as it happened, Diamant is my mother's maiden name. So it was right there in the family. And Don Diamant had a nice ring to it. So I said, well, I'll check with my parents and see how they feel about it. And they were both both okay with it. My mom especially, of course. that's where they came from. People obviously don't realize that that Diamant is my mother's maiden name. So it was easy. Didn't have to be too creative.
Right, right. It does have a very, very nice ring to it. Now, I want to try to get as many of your fans on to speak to you as possible. And I see you guys. You keep filling up in my queue here with these blocked Skype numbers. I cannot take those calls. But I am going to go ahead and take a call from area code 317. Are you just listening, or do you have a comment or a question for Don?
Hello?
Hello. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Don?
Good. What's your name?
My name is Nicole from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Hi, Nicole. Thanks for calling. I have been to Indianapolis many times.
Yes. I think you were here for the 500, and I was calling to see if you were coming back this year.
I don't know. I don't have any plans to right now, but, yeah, I've been there a couple of times for the 500 and a few other times for some autograph appearances.
Great. Well, I've been watching you for years, ever since you played the pool boy, and now you're Bill Spencer on The Bold and Beautiful, so I'm still watching you, and I'm a pretty big fan, and I wanted to say congratulations on all your achievements.
Oh, thanks. I really, really appreciate that. I'm glad you're enjoying Bill. I love playing him.
Yes. I followed you throughout your career, so it's great.
Well, thanks.
Well, thank you, Nicole. We really appreciate you calling in. Now, I'm gonna keep you on hold here. I'm going to mute your microphone back so that way you can just continue to listen. So, Don, moving on, I wanted to just ask you a little bit about the character that you played on The Young and the Restless, because you are a phenomenal actor. I mean, I know you started out, you went from the mail room to the boardroom. So how did you feel about making that transition? I mean, was it difficult for you? I mean, because you acted before. In
terms of the growth of the character, you mean, when I was on Y&R?
Yes, the character.
The growth of the character? Well, they actually did a really good job with that, because I initially joined the show as she just said, I was the pool boy or the groundskeeper for the Abbott estate. And, at some point, John Abbott, who owned Jabot Cosmetics, very powerful man with a very successful cosmetics company, brought me into the shipping department. He hired me to work at Jabot. And I was, a hard worker and did a good job in the shipping department. I was moved into sales, and I was successful there and was moving into advertising, then became the director of advertising. So the point being, his ascension was written very legitimately. He really did have to work his way up the corporate ladder, as they say. So, I'm going back a long time,
time.
That's like 1985. But
I've been a fan, and I grew with that character. So
yeah,
ultimately,
when you start a show, and I was just, I was a kid and a very green actor, and when you come on the show as the resident, new young hunk, and you spend the first several months on the show with your shirt off and wearing Daisy Dukes. You laugh, but that's the truth. I was in either cut off shorts and a tank top, or just cut off shorts for months, and you don't know which way that's going to go. you know, hopefully you build a fan base based on your physicality, based on your performance, and then you hope that you continue to grow on the show. Because you know you can't be that guy forever. So it meant a lot to me that I did grow, and the character did grow. I grew as an actor. The character grew as well, and you know, over time became a very successful businessman who actually had his clothes on the majority of the time. And that's not how it started out. So you know, that meant a lot to me.
Well, you're very humble, okay? Now, you are being very humble because I'm sorry now. You know, I'm going to have to go ahead and talk about a few of these stats because you were voted number one on the sexiest soap hunks of all time list, okay, in 2006, Don.
well, yeah.
You was also on the cover of Playgirl magazine twice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Again, a long time ago, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you were also named the sexiest veteran soap actor by People magazine. That was just last year.
That's right. That's true.
Okay.
I don't know how to comment. If you're waiting for a comment, I don't have a comment.
You don't have a comment because, hey, we call them as we see them. So, as I stated, you're going to be one of those Sean Connery types where you will never grow old. You will just be gorgeous until you're 99.
Well, Kathy, your mouth to God's ears, all right?
That's exactly right. I am going to take another caller, and again, I'm going to ask you guys to hang up from your Skype numbers and unblock your numbers, or I can't bring you on the line, but I am going to open the line for area code 281. Area code 281, are you on the line? Can you hear me?
Hello, you there?
Area code 281, can you hear me?
Tim is in the box three as well.
Okay.
While we're waiting on that call, Don, I want to ask you this. Your transition from one soap opera now to another soap opera, and it seemed as though it was a seamless transition going from one character to another. I know there's an association there. How was that for you, and how has it been?
Well, I'll tell you. You know, Kathy mentioned the People magazine, the Sexiest Man Alive issue, and the fact is that the week that came out was 1 year almost to the day. It was the same week, but 1 year almost to the day from when I had been fired from Young and the Restless the year before,
mm-hmm.
And so. It had significance to me largely because it was really validation of what I believe in terms of being proactive, in terms of things that are on the surface are negative, things that come your way in your life that are negative, that are challenges, and taking those things as a message and a motivation and knowing that there is something positive to take away from it. And you know, after losing my job on YNR, I didn't know what was down the road. And to have gotten the call from Brad Bell offering me the role of Bill Spencer, you know, was just meant so much to me. Of course, you know, I was back doing what actors do, and I was auditioning and looking for work. And to get that call from Brad. Simply offering me a role is wonderful. To have it be a role as challenging, as dynamic as Bill Spencer, and to know that he had the faith that I could bring him to life was just such tremendous validation for me. And thankfully, the character really, really took off. So it looks like sort of a seamless. You know, seamless transition. listen, Tony, you never know. You can have, I can have a 22-year run as Brad Carlton, go to another show, and that character could go straight in the toilet. There's
right,
no guarantee.
Right.
There's no guarantee because you have success playing one character that you're automatically going to have it playing another. That's
Absolutely.
Just not the reality of it. And to have Bill Spencer take off in the way that he did just means so much to me on many levels. And so when I had been so well received by the media and by the fans and had some very positive acknowledgments in the press, and then to have that people thing come out a year later, just was just, as I said, it was validation of what my core beliefs are and the kind of stuff that I try to impart to my children and to anybody who'll listen. So you know, there you have it. There's a long, probably a longer answer than you expected to that question.
Oh no, that was fine, and that's what I was hoping, because a lot of folks don't really realize that transition. That sometimes it goes on. We just think it is seamless. So that's why I definitely wanted to hear, because in many instances, particularly when you leave a show the way you did, and then everybody thinks it's an automatic, because he came from here, they're automatically going to pick him up, and it's automatically going to be a success. And in the business that you're in, it's not always that case.
Well, it's not automatic. And the fact is that because of the contraction in the soap world, there are less opportunities out there. And again, even if you get an opportunity to play another role, there is no guarantee that character is going to take off and going to be successful. So I just am very humbled. I'm very blessed, and I'm very thankful to Brad for giving me the opportunity and for entrusting me with a character like Bill. I know he was very important to Brad and really wanted this guy to be successful. And you know, here we sit, just about a year later, right now. In fact, it's just a little bit over. In fact, I guess right now. About I think my first shooting day was the 15th or 16th of March, '09. Yeah, so here we are. And you know, I love the character. Love the character.
Yeah, you can tell. Well, I can tell. And you know, I'm glad that you answered it that way, Don, because my show actually focuses on empowerment and, you know, really focusing on the core values and the core passions of individuals and helping people to live their dream and pull the passion out of them, whatever that is, because a lot of people don't understand what their passions are or even how to discover it. So I'm glad that you shared that story, because that really means a lot to what my show is about, Living by Design, because if we don't live our lives by design, someone else will design it for us, and we may not like the outcome.
Well, you can be sure that life is always going to present you with challenges, some greater than others, and some people have a more challenged life than others. But life always presents challenges. You know, that's the nature of the human condition. And you know, my personal feeling is that you can't let the challenge define you. It's your response to the challenge that ultimately defines who you are. And that's really what it's all about. And being able to not let your circumstance determine your thought process. It's trying to let your thought process determine your circumstance.
You are really speaking my language. Thank you. Thank you for saying that, and thank you for sharing your thoughts with the fans about that, because that is so very important. I mean, I had a very challenging transition myself. And, of course, I mean, I came out successful because I would not accept anything less. You know, you're right. The circumstances that we have don't have to become us. We have a circumstance, but we shouldn't let the circumstance be in us. You know,
you can't control everything that comes. You can't control all the external forces, everything that comes your way. What you can control is how you respond to them. And I don't mean to say that that's always that's easy. It's not. I don't mean to make it sound it's just easy. Well, hey, you know, I'm just going to think positively about this and it'll be okay. That's not that's not easy. And I don't mean to be for that to sound trite. But the fact is that we all have choice. You have a choice in how you're going to go about your life and how you're going to deal with what comes your way on a daily basis. That's your choice. You want to wallow in in your misery, then you could do that. You want to find your way to climb out of whatever it is you're dealing with, whether it's job-related, personal-related, a loss in your family, a loved one, whatever it might be. It's your choice in how you want to approach it. And it's not always that you can deal with that by yourself. You know, there's you need to find help, whether that's a priest, your rabbi, your preacher, your wife, your husband, your girlfriend, your buddy, a therapist. You know, whatever that might be, at least saying, hey, I need some help with this. This is bigger than me. I don't necessarily have the tools to handle this on my own, but the recognition that you need to get past it. You need to confront what you're dealing with, and you need to get past it. And if you need help, help is there for you. And my God, with the internet world, with the world we live in today, it's a click away. You don't have to talk to anybody in your immediate world about it. You can click and find help.
Now, Don, I know this is for the fans, so I know they are. I'm going to receive a lot of hate emails if I don't get some of these people.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry, didn't mean to run off there.
No, you are great. You are fantastic. You're fantastic. Okay, area code 806. 806, you're on the line.
Yes, this is Yolanda.
Hi, Yolanda. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Don. I'm listening to you.
Good.
Hey, I'm really wasn't a bold and beautiful watcher until you started on the show.
That's my girl. That's what I like to hear, Yolanda.
And I really like the Katie and Bill love story.
Yeah, I think it's beautiful.
Makes me watch that show. So I'm really grateful for the entertainment that you've given me for the past year, and wish you much success in the future.
Oh, thanks. That's so kind of you. I appreciate it.
And keep Katie and Bill together, and I'll keep on watching it.
Well, that's up to the writers, but they'll have their problems, of course, but wouldn't be a soap opera. But I it's my hope and desire that Katie and Bill are a real super couple, and that ultimately they always find their way back to each other.
Well, thank you so much for the time for talking to you, and you're a good actor, and you make me happy during the day. So
thank
you a lot.
I'm glad to hear that. Okay.
We love it. Thank you so much, Yolanda. I'm going to meet you back so you can continue to listen.
Thank you.
Now, okay, Don, since she brought that up, because I have been watching you since you were the pool boy, okay? So I follow you everywhere you go. Anyway,
Tony, you see how she keeps going back to the pool boy, right?
Yeah, I do.
Tony, she keeps going back to those Daisy Dukes and, keeps going back.
And I'll tell you, Don, Kathy and I have had many conversations about The Young and the Reckless, because she's such a fan of yours, but also I grew up in a house full of women.
Yeah.
Growing up in a house full of women, I watched a lot of soap operas, and I looked at the show quite a bit myself. But I like the dynamics between the men, and I have to admit, I mean, your character, I love your character. I love what you did. I love where you came from and how you grew. That was something a lot of folks could. But the one thing I liked about you, and forgive me for saying this, some ladies are going to hate this, but I liked the way that you handled yourself when it came to the women. I mean, you handled the character that was written and the way you carried yourself. It was great.
What was that mean?
He handled himself well when his character did as he played the character, and that's all I'm saying. So
Brad handled his business. That's what he's saying.
Right. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, he was all over the place, though. He was, but you know what? You know, since we talked about that, I am so not an advocate for adultery, okay? Everyone hear me, please. I am not advocating adultery. But back to Bill Spencer.
Yes.
There is some dynamite chemistry between you and Jacqueline McCanus Wood. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I love Heather Tom. I love her to death. I loved her when she was on The Young and the Restless, and I love her on The Bold and the Beautiful. And I know she's your Katie, but...
You like seeing that Jackie and Bill?
Yes.
Yeah, well, she is trouble, isn't she?
Yes, she is, but there was some chemistry there. I'm sorry.
Well, here's the deal. Here's what I explained to people. The connection that Bill has with Katie is an emotional, heartfelt connection. There is something about Katie's innocence, yet her strength and her potential that just makes Bill feel like he's never felt about any woman in his life. Now, let's be clear about Bill and who he is. Bill is the ultimate narcissist. Are you with me? Are
yes,
you with
I'm
me?
I'm with you. Yes.
Nobody loves Bill more than Bill. Now, the attraction to Steffi is that Bill really sees a reflection of himself in Steffi. And I might add, he sees that in Stephanie as well, Susan Flannery's character. Now, that's a different deal because he doesn't have the sexual attraction, and Steffi, for obvious reasons, he has that as well. But ultimately, whenever Bill sees a reflection of himself in somebody, that's what really gets him going, because then he feels challenged. Then he feels like, okay, this is going to be good for sport. He likes somebody who gets him going, who presents a challenge to him, whether it's a physical challenge, whether it's a business challenge. He likes that. He relishes that. He can't stand with people he walks all over. So the attraction to Steffi is that he really sees a lot of himself in her, and he can't help but be attracted to that because he loves himself.
Well, I know. I remember this scene because it keeps playing over and over in my head. And when Bill signed that contract to give the Forsters back their company, and he said to Steffi, part of me wants to strangle you, and the other part of me wants to...
...
Oh, I love that.
You love that ...
Do you want to finish
the line? You want to finish it, Kathy?
What was Bill thinking?
Well, I'm asking you, do you want to finish the line?
Well, I mean, I want to know what Bill was thinking. I have an idea.
Didn't you say there are certain parameters we got to stay within on the show?
Well, yeah.
Got to keep it.
No, I said you didn't have to. I said the caller
did.
Well, yeah, the other part, yeah, well, you know, everybody can fill that blank in. That blank in themselves. Bill would like to introduce Steffi to maybe some things that she hasn't quite experienced yet.
Oh, my God. That was such a powerful line. And the way you delivered it. Okay, you know what? That character is so dynamic. I mean, you're sexually ridiculous and inappropriate, and you're politically incorrect. You have no diplomacy. You're just ruthless.
Well, that's how I've described him from the beginning. I say that he is a combination of Richard Branson, Jack Sparrow, Johnny Depp's character from Pirates of the Caribbean, and with a little dash of Hannibal Lecter thrown in. He says what he wants. He's politically incorrect, sexually inappropriate. He says whatever's on his mind to anybody at any time. He really feels like, ultimately, that he really doesn't have any equal. And that really frees him up to be exactly... who he wants to be, who he is.
He's the ultimate bad boy.
He's the ultimate alpha male, is what he is. He's
absolutely
the ultimate bad boy. Doesn't matter, you know, I don't know, give me somebody from Ultimate Fighting or a wrestler or whoever it might be.
Right.
Physically you want to take him on, doesn't matter how big, how tough, however you are. Bill will take that on. He will go down. You're going to have to kill him. Just know that. You will have to kill him to beat him. You want to throw down? He's going to throw down, whether it's in the boardroom, whether it's in the bedroom, whether it's in a cage fight, or it's in a street fight, whatever it is, that's who that guy is.
I see why The Bold and Beautiful was the number one rated daytime drama series. Probably going to get that again. But, you know, the good thing about your character, Brad, and your character, Bill, is if you decide to leave, well, I know you've left Young and the Restless under the circumstances you did, but if you decide to leave The Bold and the Beautiful, neither one of those characters can be replaced with other actors.
Well, I'll tell you this.
It can't happen. It just can't happen. There are certain actors who cannot be replaced. Once you put your stamp on it, And Don Diamont has put his stamp on Brad Carlton and Bill Spencer Jr. It's done. It's done.
Well, I guess they can thaw Brad out and bring him back as somebody else who had surgery, you know, and go that whole route. I don't know. I don't know. But I can tell you this. They would from Bill Spencer, they would have to drag me away kicking and screaming.
Oh, good.
I relish this guy. Every script I open, I love getting up and going to work. I absolutely, you know, it sounds trite, or it sounds like you always hear actors say, but honest to God, truly, I love this guy. I have never enjoyed playing a character as much as I enjoy Bill Spencer.
Now, how is
Donna?
Bill's personality similar to yours, Don, because it seems like you all are night and day.
Well, it's funny because the reality is that there's probably more of me in Bill than there is in Brad.
What?
You know, the sort of the sarcastic aspects of Bill.
Mm-hmm.
That's very much that certainly is a part, an element of my. Of my personality, the way that he approaches life, in terms of some of the stuff we talked about before, I think that's very much like Bill in terms of facing a challenge. You know, never say die, never quit. You know, fighting to the bitter end. Those are certainly aspects of my personality. I can't say that I'm quite the womanizer. certainly not at this point in my life.
Well,
that's not. Way back when, maybe, but not nothing like, you know, nothing like Bill Spencer for gosh. I mean, who is except for maybe Tiger, but that's another story.
Oh,
we won't go there.
Don, we've got a couple of comments coming from our chat room. We've got Solana. Selena, who says, hello, Don, love you. Been watching you since your pool days on YNR. Also, Snob from CA, and you answered this a little bit earlier, but they are just joining us, says, I want to know how Don feels about being named Sexiest Man Alive 20 years after being named 50 Most Beautiful People, and says, how does he stay so, and I'll just say, darn sexy, but she said something else.
Yeah,
right. Stay so dang sexy. So she wants to know how you stay so dang sexy.
Well, I don't know exactly how to define what that is to some, you know, to somebody. That sort of subjective view of whatever somebody's sex appeal is or sexiness is. But if she means how do I stay sexy in terms of being fit, it's hey, you know, this business makes you do that. You know, I work hard at eating pretty well. I'm not crazy about it. Like I never have ice cream or pizza. I don't have car. You know, it's not like that. But I am aware of what I eat, and you know, I work out, keep fit. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of spinning. I have a spin bike at home, and that's really you know, the cardio that I do. And I lift, and you know, try to eat relatively well, and you know, stay. Stay fit. That's it.
All right.
Clean
now,
living.
I want...
clean living.
See, that's what I like. One thing I
don't
I
drink.
Definitely...
I'll tell you that. I don't drink. I don't smoke, and I think that, you know, that's certainly all. That definitely helps.
Yeah. Something.
Oh, go ahead, Tony. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to get this in before we get too far into the show, because reading over your bio information, we have something in common. I know you have a niece that has been diagnosed and afflicted with multiple sclerosis.
Right.
And so I saw that you've actually started a foundation at UCLA's MS Research and Treatment Center. Well, I have a daughter that suffers from MS, and actually a more severe case. It's called Devic syndrome, but it's an aspect of multiple sclerosis. So I know you talked about how life earlier in the show, how life, you know, allows you to do things and challenges and things that you've done. What made you, I mean, I know it's your niece, but I want to know, you know, as far as your foundation and those kinds of things, how important has that been to you?
Well, she's a real champion of mine. I really have such tremendous admiration for her. She also lost her mom, my sister, when she was 16. Mm-hmm. And I had to deliver that news. It was a sudden cardiac death. My sister was just gone. And the short of the story is I had to deliver that news for her. So my niece diagnosed very young with MS, and she was a tremendous athlete, and softball player, a basketball player with college level potential athleticism, and of course the MS was devastating in that regard, and then loses her mom on top of it, and cutting to the chase, here is my niece currently in the final year of getting her master's degree. And I'm talking about somebody who has at various times been bedridden, been unable to use her hands, been unable to walk properly, been in a wheelchair. It has been quite a challenge, and she has battled back repeatedly. And right now she is just doing incredibly well. But you talk about a testimony to taking on the challenges that life presents and not letting that challenge just define you. You know, I said to her many, many years ago, okay, you have MS. You have it. That's the reality of it. Now, are you going to let that be the ultimate definition of who you are? Because you can't. It's part of who you are, but you can't let it just define you. There are many aspects to who you are. And while MS is a part of that, don't let it be the ultimate definition of that. And she has really, really done an incredible job. I'm so proud of her in going about her business and dealing with what has been laid out. And as I said, with everything that I just described to you, here she is getting her master's.
And I just want to share the information.
It ain't easy. Let me tell you, it's not easy.
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, my daughter was one of the youngest in the state of Indiana diagnosed with it. She was actually diagnosed at 9 years old.
Wow.
And she's on her way. She just turned 28, so she's been dealing with it, and she's currently a paraplegic, but she's working her way back. So I understand the hero aspect of it. She's one of my biggest heroes, and she's my inspiration in so many different ways. But I have to applaud you because I know your foundation, you were named the Ambassador of the Year by the National Multiple Sclerosis Society for your work and your efforts to cure the disease. And I just want to thank you for all the work that you've done because I know over the years we've done a lot of things. We've talked to a lot of people. And it's one of those diseases that people just don't understand in many instances. And when you try to describe it, they just don't understand in many times, why can't you just get up and walk, or why can't you just move around, or what causes it? And there's so many different things that people don't know about it. So I appreciate you, and I champion you for just putting your effort and your heart and your love into it, because what you've done has made a tremendous difference, I'm sure.
Well, thank you for saying that. There's no need to thank me at all. Whatever little bit I have been able to do, I'm obviously happy to do it, and whatever bit of a contribution I've been able to make, I'm thrilled to have been able to do that, and I hope that continues. Anytime I'm called on to do something, I'm happy to be there.
Well,
yeah,
thank you.
It's amazing. I mean, this disease, it's I don't have stats or numbers on how many people are afflicted with it, but my oldest brother was just diagnosed, about a couple years ago? Just a couple years ago, and, he's older. He's been to Vietnam and lived his entire life, and he was diagnosed in his 60s.
Wow.
And, yeah, exactly, and he's had it a couple years. He's not in a wheelchair or anything yet, but he has a lot of pain. He's in a lot of pain.
Yeah, it normally comes on. People certainly become aware of it well before their 60s. I think that's somewhat unusual.
I know. I thought it was very unusual, too, and no one else in my family has ever been diagnosed with it, so You know, we thought that was very unusual. But I am learning a lot about it. I am one of those type of individuals. I'm very into the natural alternative medicine world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like a lot of prescription drugs and those types of things. I believe in, you know, taking care of your body and your mind in a natural way. So I'm trying to help them as much as I can without, you know, going to the prescription drug route. So
well, it's a pretty vicious illness, and you know, I'm all for homeopathic remedies, but you know, this kind of illness, I think, is, you know, goes well beyond that, unfortunately.
Yes, it does. And you know, like I said, he was just diagnosed, and I mean, I don't want to talk about the marijuana thing, but I know that has been touted as, you know, one of the treatments. I don't.
Well, Montel Williams has really talked about how the treatment has really helped him, but yeah.
It does.
Right.
Does work, but that is one of the treatments. But
yep.
But you're right. It's one of those diseases that it's very, very, very difficult to treat. I mean, whether it's alternative medicine or traditional medicine, it's just very difficult to treat. So,
yep.
So Tony's right. I agree with him.
A combination of the two can certainly be effective as well.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's important to have your mind open to any and all possibilities.
That's right. And I know we're running down on time. I'm going to be respectful of your time, so I'm trying to get a couple more fans here on the line. I mean, these lines, I know they're jamming up. I mean, I can just see. It's. I can't even count the number of people that are on hold. Area code 415, you're on the line. Can you hear us?
Hello? Anybody there?
All right, let's move on. Area code 460. Area code 460. You're on the line. Can you hear it? Okay, we're going to move on. There are a lot of Skype numbers or block numbers, and I announced this earlier in the show. I see you guys. You continue to line up with these block numbers, and I can't allow you to come on and speak to Don with a block number because I don't know what you're going to say. So.
Oh, let's take one. It'll be fun.
Yeah, we did that a few weeks, Don, and it didn't turn out very well.
Trust me, Don. Trust me when I don't want to take that chance, okay?
Yeah, it was.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what would happen. The Bill Spencer would have to come out.
Well, that might be fun, too.
We would have to call on Bill Spencer. We would have to ask him to show up and you know, talk about a few things. But, yeah, I mean, I know there are a lot of people who listen to my show, Don, that, you know, they can download it. It's archived, and they can download it on demand. So I want to make sure that everyone, you know, unless you maybe live under a rock, but maybe some people do, I want to make sure everyone knows about The Bold and the Beautiful because a lot of people knew you on The Young and the Restless. And you guys have got to watch Don on The Bold and Beautiful. Now, its premiere was in March 87, so it's been around for a long time.
Just had our 23rd anniversary. Was that yesterday? Yesterday, yeah.
That's right. And they have received 143 Daytime Emmy nominations and 41 Daytime Emmy Awards, including their first for Outstanding Daytime Drama Series. That was last year, in 2009.
Well, you see what happened when I joined the show, right?
I was just getting ready to say.
That's right. I'm taking full credit for it. I told Brad. I said, see? You know what's funny is that, listen, what's hysterical about it, is that, as I recall, when I joined Y&R, in 85 or 80, whatever that was, we won the Emmy.
Really?
That year. And I joked with Bill, Brad's dad at the time. I said, see? You did a good thing casting me on the show. So I told Brad when we sat down to talk after he hired me for Bill, I said, well, you know what's going to happen now, don't you? You're going to win the Emmy this year.
Wow.
First thing Brad said to me at the Emmys, when he walked up to me holding his Emmy, he walked up and he said, I guess you get the credit.
Oh, my God, you're connected.
It was funny. He said, you were right. I guess you get the credit. It was really funny. It was funny. I was so happy to be there to be part of the show. And I had just joined the show. You know, I was just so I had just been on for a relatively short amount of time, and I was just so glad to be there for Brad winning that Emmy. It was so well deserved, and his dad had so many of those things, and I was so happy to see him get his, and to be, I was sitting right behind him actually, and to be part of that. I could not have been happier if I had won one myself than being there to watch Brad get his. It was really, it was just beautiful.
I know, I was jumping up and down in my living room. You guys have an estimated 35 million daily viewers on The Bold and Beautiful. It is the most watched daily drama in the world.
Yes, correct.
That's fantastic. And I've been watching The Bold and Beautiful. Now, what I don't know if you even know the answer to this question, but I've always wanted to know, because for me, The Bold and Beautiful is much better than a lot of soaps. I mean, it just happens to be one of my favorites. Will it ever go to 60 minutes? I mean, 30 minutes goes by so fast. And, I mean, you see Bill Spencer, then he's gone. You know, you see...
I know. That's the tough part, because when you have so many cast, and you bring in new cast members... you know, then you have to write some story for them. So that's very challenging for the writers. And the answer to the question is, I have no idea. I imagine if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know,
right.
The show has done so well at a half hour, and it's everything we can do to do the 8 shows in 4 days that we do. So, I have no idea. I don't know if there is any serious conversation going on about that or not. But
so you guys do 8 shows in 4 days?
Yes.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's quite a pace. It's really almost unfathomable the amount of material that gets written and that gets shot and performed. It's extraordinary.
Yeah, I've always had an amazing appreciation for daytime actors. It's a very, very, very difficult.
Oh, daytime, everybody. I mean, the people in production, the writers, the crew,
right.
You know,
right.
the hours those guys put in. It's hair, wardrobe, I mean, everybody. It's a 3-ring circus, you know. It's quite a job. Everybody applauded.
One thing I want to ask, Don, before you get out of here is, and I know a lot of folks wonder this, I mean, we see you on television, we see you doing a job, but what do you do to relax? What do you do to take it easy? What is a good time for you?
Well, honestly, probably the best time for me is being with Cindy and our kids, and that's really what our lives revolve around. We work, and if it's not working, it's the kids. A lot of sports, a lot of football in this house. A lot of football.
Yeah, did you have how many sons?
Talk about your sons. I want to know about your sons. I mean, we have 8 minutes left, and I want to hear something about. I know you have wonderful children, and their ages and.
Well, I have 6 boys, and including my nephew. That's 7. After my sister passed, took my nephew in, and we've raised him, and he's just a wonderful kid. He's 21. He's at Tulane University. His name is Drew Mazur, and he's in the School of Architecture on scholarship at Tulane. So very proud of him. Again, another story of a kid who just faced some of the challenges of his life, losing his mom so young and dealing with some anger that he had over that, you know, unresolved kind of issues that he had, and he's just risen above that and addressed hit that and just doing so well, so proud of him. I have you want to go through the whole list here?
Yeah.
We got Lauren is 21, Sasha's 18, Alexander's 15, Luca is 9, Anton and Davis are 7. And we're the Brady Bunch. Hers, mine, and ours. We're the Brady Bunch. But it's beautiful. It's just really really wonderful.
So now how many are actually at home with you guys?
At home with us now are 4. 5 when Drew is in from school.
Okay, gotcha.
But there were 7 in here at one time.
Wow. That's good.
It's crazy.
That's a lot of testosterone.
Oh, you're not kidding. Poor Cindy. It's thank God the dogs are female at least in this house. But she is a saint. She works very hard. She is an inspiration. She works very hard and is also just a wonderful mom and stepmom and. She's my idol. She's as beautiful inside as she is outside.
Yeah, you guys make a beautiful couple. I've seen you together. And you know, you and I have that in common. I didn't realize that you had taken in your nephew because my sister died at a very young age, and I took in my niece and raised her.
Oh, my niece lived with me for a couple of years too.
Is that right?
Yep.
That's great. That's great. Yeah, so I totally can relate to that story. My niece was a baby. She was very young when my sister passed. She was a juvenile diabetic. My sister was a juvenile diabetic and passed away from complications from that.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, and I raised my niece. She is a beautiful young woman. Came through life, a lot of life obstacles, and you know, she came through that like a champ. She also got a scholarship, went to college, and you know, she's a pharmacy.
Isn't that great? I just love those stories.
Those stories. Yes. And that's why I love doing what I'm doing. I love living my life by design. That's the name of my radio show. I help individuals to overcome their obstacles. You have a situation. You don't have to allow the situation to have you.
That's right. Well, we are like-minded.
Yes. 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 Absolutely. And I am so happy that you came on our show and shared your thoughts and your feelings and your beliefs and your opinions about the characters that you have played, that you have actually brought to life. And just, I mean, when you breathe life into Bill Spencer Jr., my goodness. I thought Brad was wonderful, but oof.
Well, I'm very happy that you had me on the show. I'm thrilled that you're enjoying the character so much. And I'm glad to have had the opportunity to, as you just said, to talk about some of my life lessons and some of the things that I think we can all aspire to and all strive for and be better for it.
Definitely that. Definitely. Now I have to ask you before you go.
Okay.
I want to ask: is there an actor or actress that you would love to work with? And is there a role, I mean, I know you're in a wonderful role now, but is there a role that you said, before you finish this craft, I want to play this or I want to do this?
I can't think of a specific role. I certainly, there are actors out there I admire. In fact, Jeff Bridges, I've always been a huge fan of, and I was a fan of his as a person and as a performer.
Right.
Such a delightful guy, a family man, been married for years and years, and the love and admiration he had for his parents and for his wife and his kids, and just a wonderful example of, you know, you can be in this business and have a wonderful home life and successful marriage and relationship, and he's kind of old school in that way, and I just think he's such a terrific talent. So I really admire him. And growing up, I liked Pacino and De Niro and James Caan. I was a big James Caan fan.
Oh yeah, yeah,
growing up, I love the character he played in Thief.
Mm-hmm.
A little Bill Spencer-y, that character from Thief.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Now, Don, I just want to ask you real quick. I know you can't reveal any secrets, but...
No, I tell you, I have to kill you.
Anything about anything. Anything about anything.
Can I tell you anything about it in terms of the show?
Are you surprised? Or, yeah.
Well, I don't think this will come as a surprise to anybody, but, you know, Bill's coming back. and he'll come back with a vengeance. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, because I know that Katie is not going to take this line down. I mean, she's going to question him about this Forrester thing. So I cannot wait.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of fun stuff coming up.
Absolutely.
So keep watching, or start watching. If you're not watching, watch. And if you are watching, keep watching.
Right.
If you're listening to the download, the archive download, you must figure out what time the Bold and Beautiful comes on in your city and watch it. Don Diamont is a phenomenal actor. The show is absolutely fantastic. The producers, the writers, fantastic. So please watch, please watch, please watch. Don, thank you so much for spending your time with us this evening. You have been outstanding sharing your thoughts.
Oh, well, thank you. Thanks, you guys. I really, really, really enjoyed it. Anytime. My pleasure.
Absolutely, absolutely. You keep doing what you're doing. Keep making Bill do what he does. So we're going
to be watching. All right. Take care, everybody.
Thank you, Don. And thank you, listeners, for joining us this evening. We're going to sign off for now. I am Kathy Holloway Hill.
And I'm Tony Lamont.
And we will see you next week. Good night, everyone.